USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. The storm system that led to thousand-year flash floods in the Dallas area has moved to Louisiana and Mississippi. East of Jackson, roads are several feet deep in water in some places. Here's Sheriff Brian Bailey of Rankin County.
We probably had over 50 calls for assistance and probably evacuated or helped rescue well over 100 people now.
Kentucky police officer pleads guilty.
Former Louisville Metro Police Detective Kelly Hannah Goodlett pled guilty Tuesday to one count of conspiracy to violate the civil rights of Breonna Taylor for helping falsify an affidavit for the search of her apartment that ended in her death in March of 2020. Brianna's mother, Tamika Palmer, after the plea.
Brianna made a post that said, take me to a place that I can't even imagine.
Wow. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. A jury on Tuesday convicted two men of conspiring to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer in 2020, delivering swift verdicts in a plot that was broken up by the FBI and described as a rallying cry for a U.S. civil war by anti-government extremists. The result was a big victory for the U.S. Justice Department. A different jury just 4 months ago couldn't reach unanimous decisions on Adam Fox or Barry Crobb Jr., but acquitted two other men, a stunning conclusion that led to a second trial. Most U.S. adults want to see gun laws made stricter and think gun violence is increasing nationwide, according to a new poll that finds broad public support for a variety of gun restrictions, including many that are supported by majorities of Republicans and gun owners. The poll by the University of Chicago Harris School of Public Safety and the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research shows 71% of Americans say gun laws should be stricter, including about half of Republicans, the vast majority of Democrats, and the majority of those in gun-owning households. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt on Wednesday rejected clemency for a man facing execution this week for the 1997 hammer killing of a Choctaw man, despite a recommendation from the state's pardon and parole board that his life be spared. James Coddington was convicted and sentenced to die for the beating death of his friend and co-worker, 73-year-old Albert Hale, inside Hale's Choctaw home. Prosecutors say Coddington, who was 24 at the time, became enraged when Hale refused to give him money to buy cocaine. It's back to school across the country, but in Columbus, Ohio, Wednesday, students attended their first day of school virtually, not because of COVID, but because of a teacher strike now in its third day. Some things the teachers' union is demanding include smaller class sizes and working heating and air conditioning units for all schools. School Superintendent Talisha Dixon said officials want to get teachers and students back into classrooms quickly.
Let's get it done. We know what the concerns are. Let's lay those concerns out clearly, and let's get to a resolution on behalf of our students and families that we serve.
For decades, a New Wave treasure trove sat in a converted barn. For fans of the band Blondie, it was the equivalent of the Ark of the Covenant tucked away in a rickety storage space. Inside the building just outside Woodstock, New York, were 100 reel-to-reel tapes, half a dozen cassettes, a few storage tubs crammed with records, flyers, and even a stray Andy Warhol print. What has emerged is the comprehensive 17-pound box set, Blondie Against All Odds, 1974 to 1982. This is USA Radio News.